Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we approach the end of the Holding On and Letting Go devotional, should wrap up this week, we're looking at the specific topic of letting go of pride. I ask in the devotion, in the book, it says, are you a prideful person? And is pride always a bad thing? I think this is one of those topics, one of those areas of life that's difficult to really get a good grasp of. Because the Bible talks about pride in a way that kind of sounds confusing. We read of the workers and in the building of the temple and in service of God and taking great pride in their work of being excellent in what they did. But then you read God stating throughout Scripture that He opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And I think there's a difference in a pride that exalts ourselves and a sense of satisfaction that we've done our best with God's help. The lot of verses I could have keyed in on this particular topic and chapter in the devotional, but I looked at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10, and it says, "Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice." Now think about letting go of pride, particularly in light of the subtitle of the book of Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos. Many times, even in great need, we are afraid or unwilling at least to ask for help because, to ask for help means that we have to admit we need help. And that's that unhealthy sense of pride that says, I don't need anyone. I don't even need God. You see, that's the pride I'm talking about letting go of. It's the pride that lifts us above others. It lifts us above God. At least in our mind, it's not that we could ever be lifted to that point. But when you consider that where there is strife, there is pride. You think about much of the turmoil that we experience in our world, that we experience in our nation and our communities. The strife that exists, and it doesn't take very long at looking at it before you begin to see a lot of very boastful and arrogant claims. The more that we're in disagreement with one another, the more that, we feel we have to prove we're right. But learning to take advice, learning to seek help, shows great wisdom. And so when you find yourself in the midst of chaos, in the midst of disaster, of confusion, of uncertainty, it's in those times that it's important that we let go of the pride that comes from the strife that we're in the midst of. Many times when we find ourselves in unpleasant pleasant circumstances, one of our first thoughts, and perhaps even one of our first statements, is, I didn't deserve this. And whether that statement is technically true or not, the problem with repeating that to ourselves is it focuses on us. And often the unspoken backlash or backside of that statement is, I didn't deserve this, but others did. And I wrote something in the devotion that I wanted to share this morning. I says, when our focus is on what we did or didn't deserve, we will rarely lift our eyes far enough to see the shared suffering that is experienced by many around us. Pride is a tool of isolation as it attempts to lift us up above everyone else. See, when we let go of pride, we can not only see those around us who are also struggling, we can often see ways that we can help them even as we help ourselves. I believe it's one of the reasons why God is consistently calling us to humble ourselves. It's in this letting go of pride that we begin to not only see the supremacy of God, we see the equality of one another, of those around us. And we begin to see the value that each person has. Pride, as I said in the devotion and said a bit ago, it isolates us. It sets us up. Because not only does it set us up as feeling that we don't deserve the mess that we're in, but it sets us up as feeling that we deserve all the help that's available to the exclusion of others. And when we begin to let go of pride, we begin to see the needs of others. And we not only see the needs of others, but we begin to see the needs of others as being more important than our own. When you think of the people in life, that you look at their life stories, you look at their examples, and we hold them up, the vast majority of them woven throughout their life is this element of humility, this element of having let go of pride. I've said at various times in different teachings that I do that we as individuals, we as people, as families, as churches, as organizations, as whatever grouping we want to make, we have the ability to do incredible things. As long as we don't care who gets the credit. Or if we do care, as long as we care that God gets the credit. But when pride takes root within the midst of people, and the result needs to be focused completely on them, the wheels of progress come to a grinding halt. You see, letting go of pride enables us to work together, no matter our circumstances. We are able to work together, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, side by side. Because we're equal. Equal in value to one another, equal in value in God's eyes. As I've had opportunity to work in disaster relief areas and realize conversations with people, going into a hurricane zone and neighbors working together that had lived next to each other for 20 years, but had never spoken to each other, had never worked together on anything. But now the fence is gone. The trees are crisscrossed through both yards. The homes are both missing large parts of their roofs. And they've discovered that the work is easier if they work together. And they've discovered it's not only easier if they work together, it's easier if they ask for help. One of my favorite stories out of that is some neighbors that decided when they rebuilt the fence to put a gate in. And an opening, a pathway through that they can continue to talk with each other. They continue to do life without total separation. They discovered something that was missing when they let go of their pride and began to work together and talk. Part of the confusion and chaos that we live in today's world is a result of pride. And part of the pride that we experience in the bad stuff is a result of the confusion and chaos. They feed each other and they grow. And so today, as you live life, let go of the pride that exists in your life that leads you to exalt yourself above the people around you. And live with wisdom as you seek advice, as you take advice, as you listen. First to God, but also to others. But all in the context of being obedient to God's Word. You see, God says He opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather receive grace from God than receive His opposition. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is constantly seeking what is best for us. You teach us in Your Word that our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who humbled Himself. Who let go of pride, let go of the need to be exalted and to exalt Himself, and discovered in the process that You exalted Him above all names, above all creation. Father, help us to let go of that pride that keeps us from asking for help. That pride that exists in the midst of strife and creates strife and is fueled by strife. May we grow in wisdom as we learn to take advice from you, to live by your word and your commands. Father, help us to change our thinking and our view of the people around us. May we humble ourselves and see them as not just competition, but as valuable people created in your image. May we grow so that we can see others as you have called us to see them, as being more important than ourselves. That their needs would be important to us. Father, forgive us for the pride that has kept us from exalting you as we ought. The pride that has kept us from honoring the people that we ought to honor. The pride that has kept us from working together with those that you have put us into life with. And Father, as we let go of pride, may we learn the difference between that which is damaging and that which we really need to keep. The sense of satisfaction that comes from allowing you to work in our life and creating within us the best that we can be. Father, today, may we learn to listen. May we learn to live in a way that we receive your grace and not your opposition. And as we live in that grace that comes through humbling ourselves, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.